I'm talking with Barry Sipper, who's a co-author of What's Happening in the Mathematical Sciences, Volume 6. We're talking now about Chapter 10. The title is Smooth Moves, and it has to do with linear programming, a complex problem.
Linear programming is, again, one of these incredibly important problems in mathematics from both a theoretical point of view, but also a highly practical point of view. Linear programming is used all over the place in applications, in business and industry, in manufacturing. It's safe to say that billions of dollars rest on being able to solve linear programming problems in an efficient manner. Linear programming itself has to do with optimizing things, which from sort of a business point of view, one always wants to get the most profit out of something or reduce costs to the greatest extent possible. So everyone from the airline industry to manufacturing plants oftentimes wind up posing linear programming problems, which are extensive computational problems that you need to be able to solve quickly in an efficient manner. And the techniques for solving these problems have been around for decades. In particular, when it started, George Stancic, who's sort of the father of linear programming, came up with a method called the simplex method that is still widely used and is one of the best approaches to solving these problems. But it's always been a bit of a mystery as to exactly why it works as well as it does, in particular because mathematicians some time ago discovered that in point of fact it doesn't always work as well as you would want it to. But for whatever reason, the types of problems for which the simplex method doesn't work well just never seem to arise in practice. So it's long been a question as to, you know, why do the problems that arise in practice never seem to be the bad ones? And that's what his this article reports on, is recent work that sort of explains why and basically provides, in a way, an assurance to people who do linear programming just that they can be relatively assured that they probably never will run into a practical case where the simplex method doesn't work as well as it always seems to.
And so is the smoothing that's in the title, the smoothing over of the problem landscape?
In a way, yeah. It sort of says that the bad problems are few and far between. That you can think of them as sort of spikes that are surrounded by a relatively smooth landscape. And so even if you start with a bad problem, if you perturb it, if you just make any little change in the numbers involved, then you're more likely than not to run into a problem in which the simplex method actually does quite well.
All right, Barry. That's Barry Sipper talking about Smooth Moves, Chapter 10 in What's Happening in the Mathematical Sciences, the chapter he wrote. Thank you very much, Barry.
Thanks, Mike.